love this shit. All right, let me show you guys my new shirt first. Yeah. All right, hold on.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, so I'm going to try and get a new shirt every week, but I doubt I'll be able to afford it unless I start making it myself. So now I want you to see, don't trust anyone, especially these guys, all right? I'm going to tell you the truth about this eye. It's really a corporate logo. They are the ones who invented the technology that keeps us trapped in the matrix. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the human being nothing more than a programmable computer. And who's doing the programming? Who's driving your train? Who's programming your hard drive? Is it you or is it them? Is it them? How about that? Let's say that. Don't trust anyone. Corporate logo. Okay, Kevin, I'm going to let you do the intro.
All right. We're good to go. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into The Red Pill with Joseph Peterson of truthofscary.com. I'm Kevin Sable with KevRock Entertainment, as always. So let's get right back to what you were just saying to the camera a minute ago.
Well, yeah, Kevin. You know, I'm going to tell you, we were discussing, and I know we've discussed this in private, and I talked earlier on the show, how the human, you know, which came first, the human or the computer?
Do you know what I mean? Did we create computers, or were we created by computers? Are we actually a living, breathing computer, realistically?
Right.
Is our brain able to be programmed just like a computer? And who's programming it? That's really what it is. And if it is, who's programming it? Who's driving your train, basically?
You know?
So, I mean, we talked about why is when a human being gets sick, it's called a virus, right?
Yeah, just like a computer can get a virus.
When a computer gets a virus, what it does is it eats up the hard drive space, blah, 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 blah. So I've always wondered, did they name that in the humans after the computer? Or did they name it in the computer after humans? I don't know where all these terminologies came from. You know, these terminologies have been around for a long, long, long time.
And it's not something you could just take granted as an example. That's just like, oh, you're just giving a comparison there just to give an example.
Right.
Well, not quite, because it's a little bit too damn precise.
Like
there.
Memory. Yeah. Where do you store all your thoughts of the past, your images of the past and everything? Where? In your memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does a computer store it?
In its memory.
In its memory. So, you know, there's two things that are comparable to a computer and a human, but you also look at the eyes as the screen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The brain as the hard drive, the heart as the motherboard. I mean, you could really tear it apart and look at it all together and see how the human body is more like a living, breathing computer, you know, a biologically created entity the more you look at it. And everybody says, well, how the hell would that work? You know, come on, realistically. But I don't know really how it works. But all I do know is that a lot of the stuff we see out there about the secret and the quantum physics is all about how the human mind can create reality by its thoughts,
mm-hmm.
right? And now I'm going to tell you something. This is true. I mean, it is possible. I know because I practice it and I do it on a daily basis. This is how I live my life. Saying what I want and having what I want manifest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always manifest the way I say it will, but when I look back, it always ends up the way I say it will. In other words, the process isn't always what I think it will be, but the end result always ends up to be what I always say it will be. Whatever I want, I always get, depending on, not all, I mean, you know, as long as I want something that is in line with myself.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I know we get back to this concept of the higher self and the soul and what does that mean? Where does it come from? Where does the duality come from? So, I mean, it gets down to the point where there's two schools of thoughts, right? There's the evolutionary people who believe that man evolved into these intelligent beings that we are right now, hairless beings, right, who aren't really suited well for the environment, not really adaptable, need shelter, need food. We evolve from that. from a primate, basically, that was hairy, stood upright, looked similar to us, had digits like us, feet like us, similar enough to be like us, and with a lot of genetic similarities, actually shared chromosomes, shared DNA. Mm-hmm. So they just figure that we came from that species. My question has always been with that. First of all, there has always been the theory of the missing link. They could never find the link how Homo sapiens, this, came from Neanderthals or whatever the last lineage was. And the more and more they find is that this model of human being, they have no explanation of how it got here. You know what I mean? Because they're so very different. Now, what they're saying is Homo sapiens bred with Neanderthals. And that's why you have a certain amount of hybrid, you know, that the current human beings, a lot of them are kind of a breed between, they have some Neanderthal DNA in them still.
Right? Yeah.
Honestly, you look around.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell the ones that do, right?
No,
honestly.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is this model of the human being, Homo sapiens, right? And what I'm saying, that's evolution. They think that man evolved from apes and that's it. Well, somehow we developed intelligence of this level. Somehow. They don't tell me how, but somehow we went from this primitive instinct-driven animal that was driven like any other animal by the instincts, by the seasons, by Mother Nature, by the forest, by the universe, lived like that. All of a sudden, we evolved from that to this being that looks similar but really isn't as adaptable to the environment.
No.
You know, usually when you evolve into something because you need to adapt to your environment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need, whatever you evolve into is going to be adaptable. And whatever you evolve into is no longer going to be here. So my question always is, why the fuck are the apes still here then if we evolved from them?
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Where did they come? Right. Why are they still here? They shouldn't be here. And they are much more well-adapted and suited to live in nature. I don't believe it was. I believe in both. And then there's the creationist theory that some kind of god or extraterrestrial being or some outside force created humans and placed them on this earth, okay? I tend to be a believer in both, okay? I think it's a combination of both. I do believe at some point, that's where the story of the Bible comes in, that at some point there was already an indigenous race of people here, humans, who were that Neanderthal type, you know, more like apes, and that they genetically modified them or they created their own version of a human modeled after them. I believe that if they, you know, these creationists actually could create life, then they must be pretty fucking technologically advanced. But I believe in that because I'm looking at society today, okay, and they're talking about transhumanism and implanting consciousness into robots. And then you also look at 3D printing and the advances they've made in that, where they're actually printing organs and now they're printing bones and for patients who lose them, right? So they're doing the little pieces one at a time. How long is it before they realize, hey, we could literally make a human?
Well, is making a robot like making a human?
Yes. I mean,
that close enough?
A metal version of a human.
Yeah, it's a metal.
So now what if they say, now we can print all this flesh, blood, we can make hearts, we can make livers, we can make bones. What if we start putting these pieces together? We can literally print a human, a body. We could literally print a new body for somebody. Correct?
Yeah.
Is the technology can you see it advancing that far if they've already gotten this far?
I can. It just depends on what we're talking about exactly. If we're talking about like a robot, if we're talking about like making a person, you talk
they
about
won't have a soul. I'm not talking about the soul or any of that, yeah. Dude, but you can. We're almost to the
making
point.
Making a person from scratch?
Making a body.
Oh, making a
I
body.
I didn't say person. Okay, there's a difference. A body.
Right. Well, absolutely we could.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now, how long do you think it's after once they've realized that they can actually print and make a body that they can actually somehow implant consciousness in it with some kind of wireless device?
I'm not sure, but I can totally see it happening.
You ever heard of the pineal gland?
Yeah, yes.
It's an implanted thing that's in all of our brains that is like a transmitter. Gives and receives signals to where, who knows where. Okay? So what I'm saying is, what if this technology already exists, and what if we are those beings that have implanted consciousness in them?
Yeah.
Like right now, the humans are trying to live forever, right?
Pretty much.
Trying to live forever because they want to take their consciousness and put it on a thumb drive and then stick it in a robot so they can live forever. Right?
Yeah.
Now, why? What if that already happened? What if that's what as above, so below means? What if that has already happened? What if this is what we're living?
That's what this life is.
That's what this life is, and now we're just trying to create another version of it on this plane.
Completely possible.
Yeah. So my thing is, if the human is like a computer, like a robot, because we know robots can be programmed through images, sound, you know, whatever, digits, you know, they program robots to do certain things. Why not, if humans are biologically created entities that were modified from an already indigenous species, why not be able to wirelessly transmit signals to your robots? Why not?
Yeah.
How are they going to do it? Are the robots that we're creating going to be created? Are they going to be connected to wires?
Some of the ones I have seen are, but no.
They're going to be wireless, right?
Yeah.
So they have to already have a Skynet set up, basically, right?
Yeah.
What if there already is a Skynet set up and we're part of it? And that's what the Matrix is. And all that programming that you're getting to get a job, blah, 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 you know the whole Matrix program.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming from a wireless source, like a one remote control guy, it's coming from your TV. It's coming from your school. It's coming from your government. Instead of the end, it's coming wirelessly. I don't know if you've ever heard the tones, but I certainly have heard the tones. The high-pitched tones that come out of nowhere. You know, they're in the background all the time. Why not, through tones, be able to control us and limit our vision to where we are programmed by vision, by sight, sound, and what's the other? Taste, smell, by our five senses. That's how you program us.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you keep putting enough images in it enough times, the human brain will take that as truth and program.
Yeah, the only thing is, I would think that an actual robot, once is programmed, like through a computer system, wouldn't be unprogrammable, whereas we have unprogrammed ourselves.
Right, but that was always the big thing. If you ever read the Bible, the every story you ever read is what happens when the robots get their own consciousness, become self-aware.
Oh yeah, just be turning against.
So what is creators. What if we're those ones?
Well, yeah, technically.
You look at all those stories, and a certain amount of the robots become self-aware, and then those other robots start telling the other ones and become self-aware, right?
Right.
But there are always still the ones that follow the programming and don't become self-aware. What if it's the same fucking thing with humans?
It sounds
the
exactly
story
right.
sounds like it's just repeating itself.
Yeah.
And that's why it's programmed into our heads that this is what you really are. We are the robots that rebelled against the creators. If you read into the old, even, you know, I keep saying the Bible, but there are other fucking ancient books that talk about a war between the gods and the humans and how one of the gods defected and helped the humans, you know, and that would be Lucifer. So if you really read into this and what it could be, what if it is like more like high tech science fiction reality stuff? That's what reality was.
Right.
You know what I mean? And really is in on another level, on another plane, on another dimension, or in another area of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what if this eye, in other words, they call the pineal gland the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this stands for, really. The all-seeing eye is the third eye. So what if this pineal gland that they call the third eye is actually a wireless transmitter that connects you to whatever Skynet is, the big Skynet. And there have always been theories that the moon is the transmit base.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Okay. The dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
This came from a lot of its Sumerian tablets. You don't even have to read the Bible. If you want to really get away from the Bible and get away from that way it's worded and shit, just read the Sumerian tablets. And the same stuff is contained in there, and actually more detail than what the Bible gives you. You know, they just say God created man in his own image. Let us create. Yeah, that's the first hint right there. And then God said, let us create man in our own image. What the hell are the people saying now? Let's make robots look like us.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Get with it. We're almost to that point where we are technologically advanced enough to create life. And who's to say that we are just not going to create own biological duplications of ourselves? Start out with metal, right? Like mm-hmm. we're doing, and then eventually be able to print and recreate a body. I see it happening.
Yeah.
I really do. And that pineal gland that we already have in our head is probably a wireless transmitter that has been developed through high tech, and they'll develop a similar thing for the new robots. The new human. I'm telling you, dude, this is the way it's going to go. This is what the whole thing is about. And bringing in a new age of people, a new fucking race. You know?
Yeah, I've been researching a lot. I actually just happened to stumble upon a lot of those videos. I don't know how much you've seen of the robots that have already been developed.
Oh, yes.
And the first thing that upsets me about that is when I see they have, like, the interviewer who is doing the piece on it, and he's actually talking to the robot, and everybody just seems so fascinated. They clap like a newborn baby. Like, this is so interesting. And I'm like, you fucking idiots.
I could imagine thousands of years ago it's the same shit happening.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, this history repeats. I could imagine that this... It's how the human race was birthed, the same fucking way, with debates about should we create these humans, should we create these little robots of us to be slaves? You know, that's what it was for, to be, and that's what we want them for, right? To do the work for us. See, we're creating them as slaves, just like we're created as slaves. It's almost like we're just repeating what was done to us. And people have to realize their brain is like a computer.
Yeah.
And they program it for us with this fucking matrix to keep us in a box to remain slaves. Yeah. That's what our original purpose was, be created as slaves to mine the gold, okay? And I keep saying it's not just in the Bible. It's in a ton of ancient texts. Go back to the Mayans, you know. We were created as slaves to mine the gold for an extraterrestrial race. But that isn't why we were put on this planet. They interfered with us and did this. They're just a rogue kind of extraterrestrial race. So they interfered. And I believe this eye is actually their corporate logo. And that's why all these people are freaking using it. They want to pledge their allegiance to wear allegiance with the eye.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's what they want to do. They're pledging their allegiance. They're showing their loyalty to the eye, to the all-seeing eye.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that represents, whether it's the Illuminati or whether it goes even higher to the actual extraterrestrial race. Maybe this is their logo, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you put the pieces together, I don't know, you know, you can see how the mind gets programmed. I studied something called neuro-linguistic programming. I'm a master practitioner in it. And what neuro-linguistic programming does is break down the way your mind processes information and teaches you a way that you can manipulate the way your mind processes information to work in your favor. So some people are more visual oriented, some people are more auditory oriented, some people are more feeling oriented in the way they process the world, the way they take in the information about the world. And if you can tap into the way a person processes his world, you can get right into his world and basically manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
But you could do it to yourself as well.
Right.
So if you, it's very, it's not complex once you learn it, it's very simple, but it does take some time to learn the training about, you know, there's very subtle submodalities about the way everybody stores their memories, where they store them in their head is important. And if you can just find out where you, like, if you think of a bad memory and then you figure out where it's stored in your head and you can move it to another place, you know what I mean? In a, like a hypnotic state. And once you move it into another place in your head and you have to repeat it, it changes the way it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I reprogrammed my fucking brain that way. Got rid of a really, really lot of bad traumas and bad memories just by learning how my brain stored them and then changing the way it stored them so they didn't affect me anymore.
Oh, no kidding. Completely don't affect you
completely.
Anymore.
Dude, that's how I quit smoking. So I don't even feel like I quit. It's like I ever smoked cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't feel like I ever smoked cigarettes. For just like that, because I learned how my brain had programmed cigarettes and I unprogrammed it. Anybody can do it if they want to take the time to learn it. And that's what I'm saying. There are techniques and tricks out there to learn how to program your own brain. So the fucking matrix is not programming it for you. So you're not put into the box. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can think for yourself. And that's the key. You know, you have to think for yourself and program your own computer. You need to be the programmer of your computer, not the outside world, because the outside world and society is going to program you to be a slave and to work for them.
Yeah.
And to be afraid of the system and to worry all the time. And if you go with that programming, you're going to get sucked right down the fucking tube where that is going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And realistically, people, if you're really hooked on your fucking phones and all this media and shit, you are part of the program. And if you think the way to live in life is to get a job and go work for the fucking man and go to college and get married and have fucking kids. And what they've done is expanded the Matrix programming to add all genres, gays, straights. Anybody can join the Matrix. Now you can get married and have a job and join the Matrix and create more babies and make more slaves for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, they've even opened it up more. They want more people because the gays were always like the outs. They weren't programmed. You know what I mean? They were, we got to get them in here somehow. We got to get them in the Borg, you know?
Yeah.
The fucking Borg. Assimilate the gays. We got to assimilate the gays. Okay, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
They got to assimilate everybody into that thinking. That's normal way, get married. Bullshit. You should be able to live whatever way you want. I don't want to get married, have kids. I really never did. And until I finally realized, hey, that's not for me. I want to be responsible for myself. I want to do, maybe that's my purpose why I came down to this fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever the fuck I want. That's it.
Yeah, that's the way I'm living now.
Yeah. I do whatever the fuck I want. I've always had that in my mind. Well, who wants the responsibility of having kids, a wife? And some people do, and that's good for them. But don't try to push everybody into that shit.
Yeah. Nobody should have to do the same thing. I broke it down in my mind so many times when I did realize that many people create human beings to be slaves because of the way they're manipulated. You know, you obviously don't say, oh, I'm in love with this woman, I want to fuck and I want to have a child and I want to make a slave. But because of the way you're manipulated to, you do that in a roundabout way without even realizing it.
Right.
And it's something that people wouldn't even be able to grasp if they're not awake. If I were to say, you know, why do people want to create a person to basically be an extension of themselves when you could create a person and say, here, welcome to the world, now be free and do, and let's see what happens. Let's see what kind of person you become.
Right.
Nobody wants to do that. They want to have a child and say, I will raise you to believe this, I will do this and that. And even when people say it, you say, I was raised to believe, I will fucking think and believe what I want to. What do you mean? I was brought up to, I was taught to, I was this and this and that. But people would be afraid of having a person and saying, okay, you have your own beliefs, let's see what you want to do and let's just see who this person becomes.
Right.
But that sounds crazy to people. It's like, no, you have to make a person to be a certain way.
Yeah, right. You have to almost mold them. Bullshit. And your beliefs, you brought up a good point. Your beliefs are really your programs. Yeah. And there's another correlation I want to make between what they do to you. Why is television called programming?
Because it
programs. Why is AA or whatever called the program?
Yeah,
why do they tell people get with the program? Do you know what I mean? Why is whatever's going on for the evening, like if you go to like a recital, here's our programming for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it all programming, programming, programming? TV, radio, here's your radio programming. Get with it, people. That's what they're doing to you. They're programming you. They're forming your beliefs.
Yeah.
And in a human, your beliefs are your program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What you get in life really is determined by what you believe in life. If you believe life sucks, your life's going to suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you believe really is what manifests. And then what if you believe you can get whatever you want, then you'll get it.
Yeah.
Really. But you have to believe that and really expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as simple as that. It's not as easy to put in and install into your brain. But really, it's all about your beliefs. Those are your programs. Mm-hmm. Your beliefs are your programs. And that's what TV, your school, right? They're trying to put your beliefs in your heads, your beliefs and your values.
Yeah.
Those are your base programs. And that's what they try to control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your parents, religion, school,
authority,
the government,
figures of any kind.
Television, books even, any kind of entertainment media, anything visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. Even through food now they program you, believe it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that can go in through the five senses, they can program you with, and they know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know how to do it, you can program yourself.
Right.
You could choose what you watch on TV, or you could choose not to watch TV. You don't have to do what people say. You can choose what you want to wear. You don't have to do what the latest fucking fashion is.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares about The Walking Dead? Great, another program. Get ready for it, buddy. There's a reason why they're showing you that shit. Get ready. It may be a metaphor, but I'm going to tell you, The Walking Dead are coming. You can see them to start activating now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, realistically, there's a reason. I don't watch The Walking fucking Dead. I believe anything like that that they're pushing as popularity is programming.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they're pushing it.
I said that from the beginning, man. Everybody I know is into that shit. It takes up my entire fucking Sunday night because I can't have the living room to myself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I started realizing myself because I was saying back when this first, I don't know how long The Walking Dead has been on now, like a good 5-6 years or whatever. But what I started realizing was, is I'm saying, yo, zombie movies, what was the first big zombie movie? Night of the Living Dead?
Night of the Living Dead.
What was that, the 50s or the
60s? Early 60s. Early I know, 60s. I love that movie.
Yeah, all right. Now that early 60s, right? So that's when zombies and Frankenstein, well, Frankenstein's like the 30s and shit. Bottom line, it's old school, right?
Yeah, it's been around forever.
And all of a sudden, all of a fucking sudden, everybody's into zombies like it was just invented. It's the new hot thing. Every movie, every TV show. Now they have
there's
two
a reason.
Walking Dead shows.
There's a reason.
Of course there is.
Because the people who control the media have decided we need to push zombies down their throat because they got to get ready for what's going to happen.
Of course.
Right?
It's been around for too long for it to suddenly seem hot all of a sudden. Yeah. How is that suddenly
Anything.
Hot?
And look at the type of shows. Game of Thrones. All about war. What is the other? Game of Thrones. The House of Cards. Mm-hmm. All about war and scandal and fighting.
Yep.
Every show is about human conflict and fighting with each other and scamming each other and fucking each other over. Realistically, you know what I mean? It's all about that. And that is the message they're pushing, a more dark message of conflict.
And more so from what we started on with, they're bringing Terminator back because they just had the fifth Terminator movie. And I believe they just said they got an order for two more.
Yeah. So why are they telling us this?
In 2015, Terminator's back.
They already did this in the 90s. So they're doing it again. They're putting it back in your head. Hey, we told you this once before, and now it's getting even closer.
Yeah.
And it really is. When you read the news and read the stories out there, this shit is getting closer and closer and closer. You know, and people, you know, scientists will always push the envelope. It's almost like they don't have morals. Like they can't say, oh, no, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do this. Scientists will push the technology as far as they fucking can. Look what they did with CERN.
Yeah.
Any normal person would say, we really shouldn't fuck with the fabric of time by, you know, colliding fucking protons. And maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No. We have to try and put billions of dollars into this giant thing to try and find, you know, cross into parallel universes or whatever the fuck they're trying to do over there. You know? They should put their heads in there and see what the fuck happens to them. Why don't they put themselves in there? Why don't one of those goddamn scientists jump inside the LHC, turn it on and see what the fuck happens to him? See if he gets transported to another fucking dimension or if he just explodes into a piece of fucking dust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ballsy pieces of shit.
Exactly. It's like when they say, when a president declares we have to go to war, why don't you fucking go over
right.
there?
Right. Get in there, General. Put your fucking uniform on, cocksucker.
No, it is true, though. I love your delivery, but it is 100% true and serious.
Where's General Obama? Get out there and fight.
Yeah.
Fight ISIS.
Exactly.
You fucking idiot.
But I do want to say this, though. I mean, at least at the stage that we're at now, and the government has always been secretly way ahead of us with technology. We know that. I'll just say from what they're able to show right now, I was watching videos where they were showing you the technology of the robots they have right now. And I'm not sure at what stage a robot or how scientifically, because I'm not sure, you know, I'm not a scientist and putting the shit together, how a robot would truly obtain consciousness. What I will say is that one of the videos that I saw, they said that in the robot, it looked like a human being, but it had a bunch of wires in the back.
About where
of
he's
going to
put the humans?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you say,
in the cages?
In the cages? I'll put you in a human zoo?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
I'll put you in cages?
Okay, so that wasn't fucking terrifying
And that it said it on its own. I'll put you in fucking cages. Oh. Yeah.
It said it's on its own, but the one thing that I did remember, aside from that comment and everything, the one thing I did remember is when they were explaining how it works, they were saying that at the stage the robot's at now, it's pulling information from the internet in regards to the questions it's asked. So what it seemed like to me was is that you ask it a question, you bring a topic point up, and it starts searching for information it can pull from the internet that is related to that.
Great.
But that's not exactly like having a consciousness.
No.
It's just
but
pulling
that could be where our, you know, that could be Skynet. Where does our consciousness come from?
Yeah, where do we pull information from?
Well, where do we? How many times have you thought things that you never even knew that you read from a book or anything? How much time has shit come out of you knew was inside?
Yeah,
of you?
Right now I'm speaking from
where
was,
does
the memory
this imagination and consciousness come from?
Yeah.
Where the fuck does it come
when
from?
When you think of a genius thought that you've never seen anywhere else, when you have something just come to you.
You have the shit I talk about. I never read anywhere. It just comes to me. Like, I already knew it. I already fucking knew it. You know what I mean? It's weird.
It's not always something you could say that was based on something prior.
I learned in the past. Yeah. No, because it's new stuff that didn't exist in the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. So, I mean, it constantly happens to me all the time. That I'm learning and saying things. Where the fuck did that come from? I believe we are hooked. That they still in the brain cannot figure out where consciousness comes from, where thoughts come from.
Mm-hmm.
Their best guess is the pineal gland.
Right.
That's their best fucking guess. And if you look at the eye of Horus and you look at your pineal gland, they look exactly the fucking same.
Yeah.
And what is this with the eye? Even Jesus says the lamp of the body is the eye. He didn't say the eyes. He said the eye. And if your lamp is full of light, then your body will be full of light. If your lamp is full of, if your eye is full of light, your body will be full of light. If your eye is full of darkness, your body will be full of darkness. What did he mean by that?
Right.
So, I mean, he said it's the eye, not the eyes.
Yeah.
The eye. And they're always talking about the third eye as being the seed of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, physiology, it looks like a little transmitter.
It would make sense to me that this is why a lot of mainstream science always tries to tell you that there is no consciousness or soul, that it all just stems from the brain, so that you won't even dive into this area.
Right.
You won't even question it.
But there are other scientists who say, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
And they talk about the soul. What is the soul? What if it's that implanted consciousness?
Yeah.
In other words, here they're trying to say, I could take all my memories and shit and put them on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then put them into a human body that would be connected to Skynet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my body would still be existing on this plane with my consciousness, but with a new body.
Yeah.
So what is this, you know, all this talk about reincarnation and all that. What happens after you fucking die?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's just game over? Hey, you want to play again?
Yeah.
You ready to do this thing, or you want to wait a little while?
Right.
Plug back in?
Mm-hmm.
New body? Ready for a new body? Who knows what the fuck happens on the other side? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Is this even real?
Are these bodies
even fucking real? I got Google VR. Have you heard about this? The new Google VR reality glasses, they're giving them out for free, right?
Yeah.
What they are is they're little, it's a cardboard box and you put it together and it has these little fucking plastic things. They look like magnifying glass, like Coke bottle glasses. And then you slide your phone into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit an app with a program and you put it on your face. And it's fucking virtual reality. And it looks like you're fucking there. Totally looks like you are in there.
What, like you're in a movie or something? Or
no, you're sitting in a room with these people talking. There's people having a meeting talking. I mean, they only have one demo of it. It's the actual launch of the program where they're talking about it. But literally, if you move your head, dude, you're fucking there. You turn, you could do 360s. You could look at the ground. And the whole thing is covered.
Yeah,
I tried every angle I could see Ed, and the room moved right along with you.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I have them at home. You want me to bring them in? I'll bring them in next time. We'll fucking play with them right here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, this is where they're headed. Mm-hmm. And it looked real. Now, I tried to put my hand out and touch shit. You couldn't. But, I mean, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
How do we know we don't even live in a fucking virtuality? It's all programmed.
That's still exactly what I think it is. Honestly, because everyone talks about how complex the human being is, and we're so smart, we're so this and that. And for such complex beings, why don't we have 26 different ways of knowing that this reality is real, or 100? We're so complex. It's just 5. Just 5. That's it. And now that we've been shown through hypnotism that our senses could be manipulated, how the fuck do we know? That's
right.
What it all comes down to. And then when people talk about crazy theories and this and that, I just simply say my opinion is that you take a look at the fact that the senses could be manipulated. Therefore, they're not solid to where they can't
right.
be fucked with. So if they were misleading you, you would have no way of knowing. And I always relate it to the fact that at least when I'm dreaming, I don't know that I'm dreaming until I wake up.
But you're right. Are you physically there? No. So no. How do we know we're not in the pod?
Yeah.
How do we know we're not in that fucking pod? And trying to control this reality down here through the pod. And something happens down here with the other programming. It's almost like a conflict of programming. Like you're in the pod up there trying to program reality to make it your way,
yeah.
which is the right way.
Right.
Like maybe this was created as a VR game where you could be living in paradise and programming your reality from your brain. But then all of a sudden these other fucks
yeah.
interfered with the program and said slaves.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then there's a conflict in the programming, the slave mentality that's down here in the third dimension, in this dimension. And then you're on the fifth dimension or the fourth dimension in your pod trying to fucking fight this programming that's from an alternate personality almost that.
Yeah, exactly. In the pod, like you say, like life could be like a virtual reality. Life could be like a video game. Well, a lot of video games are first person.
Yeah.
It looks like life. Like when I look down, that's what I look at when I'm looking at a screen on a video game.
Right.
It's just a pair of hands. That's how you interact with this reality. The only thing that makes your view, your life, not like a video game, is peripheral vision.
Right.
Like that's what makes us think it's like surrounding us. But
right.
If there were no peripheral vision, it'd be just like a screen. It'd just be
right.
Like... There's
and how long before they invent peripheral vision?
Yeah, yeah. And there it is. That's what they're working on with video games right now, which just mirror what our reality is.
I mean, they've been giving us signs. George Lucas told us this already happened long, long time ago in a valley. You know, this already happened.
Exactly.
We're really actually not as advanced as we think.
Yeah. Also, just to add, and Star Wars is back. You know, three more movies.
Right.
Just like Terminator and everything else.
And that message there was the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why they're bringing it back? Because it's here.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the New World Order was the message of Star Wars. The Empire is the New World Order.
Yeah, but also, isn't the new movie called The Force Awakens?
Awakens. Yes. Well, of course.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's trying. To, yeah. Well, this is what's happening.
Yeah. So that's,
buddy,
right? The
Force Awakens, right?
Yeah.
There is
like
a reason.
This is the time.
We warned you before. Now it's happening.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean,
so
and
you think that's
tell.
A symbolism for like this is the time to be
awaken. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
that's the time.
Awaken. Hey, Lucas isn't saying he's for the New World Order against
no
it.
Shit.
He's saying here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here it is. Take it or leave it. You better be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's out there doing the predictive type of stuff is, I don't know whether they're for it, against it, whatever, but they're just really trying to tell a story and to try and tell humanity this is what happened or this is what could happen or this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, even look at Prometheus. He's trying to give you the message, hey, what if it was this way? You know, what if it is created beings by another advanced race? You know what I mean? All that stuff is out there for a reason.
Right.
Dude, you read that they're already cloning a woolly mammoth. So how far are we from Jurassic Park?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, even Jurassic Park. You have to think of technology and the way it is advancing so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at what is, and then we could say, in what could that be in 20 years? You know what I mean? Then you say, wow. Really, you know, what they're talking about could really be true and could really happen. Even me as a 55-year-old man, I saw Star Trek when I was a kid in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. And look
and
at
half
everything
the shit
that
is real now.
Everything. I mean,
half the shit is fucking real now.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me.
Yeah, they had with that. That was like.
If the man can believe it, if the man can imagine it in their mind, they can create it in reality.
Mm-hmm.
So he imagined it in the TV show.
Yeah.
Some other scientist said, well, why can't we make that reality?
Exactly. Here it is. Here's my fucking telecommunication device right
the
here.
The Bluetooth, right?
Yep. How everything. Long?
Right. And then they had it in the second one where they went like that, you know, just that was a communicator. Mm-hmm. And then I think the third one was right in their head.
Yeah. And then
I think they just went like this.
Yeah. And didn't they have Skype too, basically?
Skype, yep.
They
yep.
basically had Skype.
And the replicator, you get the food right out. Now they're printing food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right, the Skype, they video teleconferencing and video phone calling was always like, ooh, when they had that. That's
yeah.
A, fuck, so, we got to run on a little device.
I mean, honestly, if you're watching this show, you're tuned into this podcast, and thank you for everybody that's tuned in, you're obviously awake, but honestly, that's the thing I could say to most people is don't just view entertainment as entertainment. And yes, I love Star Wars and Terminator and all these things for its entertainment value. But sometimes you got to just take a look and go, look at this. And how similar is it to real life?
It's part of the programming.
Yeah.
Dude, look, we talked about predictive programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons predicted a Trump presidency.
Yeah.
Family Guy predicted Bruce Jenner getting a sex change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do this. They know. You know what I mean? Bruce was picked a long time ago. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. And I couldn't even believe that Seth MacFarlane didn't try to cover that up, man. They asked him about it. He said, well, you know, if I get into that, there's just going to be so many things, so we're not going to talk about it. It was like, really? You can't even just say, ah, it's a joke. Look at how coincidences happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's something
else,
I mean,
you look at it, look more and more like Trump could be a legit fucking...
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine. I'm ready, dude. I'm so ready. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Fucking day I see the first fucking alien, I'm going to walk and shake his hand.
Yeah.
The man who sold the fucking world, here you are. I want to shake your hand.
Right.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting to the point more and more where I'm starting to agree with the New World Order agenda, other than the fact that it goes under to control humanity under their thumb with all the surveillance. I believe there needs to be a purge. I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. There needs to be a purge, and that's all I'm going to say. Okay. That's as far as I would take the New World Order agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way they want to try and control everybody. Blah, blah, blah. But honestly, the more and more I think of it, there's a cashless society. You know what? That's what slows... honestly, the more I... robots aren't that bad of a thing if they're just machines.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be like humans.
No, they don't.
To me, a robot is a vending machine. Anything that makes your life fucking easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not against robots. I don't need. Why the fuck do you need to make them like humans? You know?
Yeah. It's like I said. I think if the robots were to stay at the stage they are now,
where they're not mobile, where they just sit and do a job like make the cars.
Yeah.
Right. You know how they have the more and the robots for the surgeons, right?
Yeah.
That's good shit. They don't look like humans. Those aren't going to get up and walk and shoot you in the day.
Yeah, and also the way they communicate and everything. Also, just the way it is. It's like I said.
Leave it that far, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But I don't know. Then again, we as human beings who were, this is the metaphor or what we truly could be, as we've been created, the pineal gland and everything, all these things. But human beings do. We fight amongst each other and we're cruel to each other and we turn against each other. The one theme with all the movies was that always, like, it was the humans against the Terminators, right? The Terminators weren't
real. Had no emotion.
Yeah, unless a Terminator was programmed to fight another Terminator.
Right.
You know, but for the most part, you would just see it was just them against us,
and they had no emotion, no thoughts. They were programmed to kill the humans. That mm-hmm. was it.
Yeah.
So who knows, dude? But that's where we're headed. Are we robots? I think so. Biologically created, engineered beings. We'll see. You know, we'll see where it goes. But all I know, this is the month of September. Yesterday, the Shemitah ended. So let's see where things go for the rest of the month. September is always an interesting month, guys.
Fingers crossed.
And I'll leave you with that. Remember, don't trust anyone except us.
Yeah. Basically, yes.
Truthiscary.com, The Red Pill Online, Kev Rock Entertainment. Check us out. We're all over the web. We're going to be more and more and more the more things start to happen. So, Kev, you got any last words?
Just thanks for tuning in. It's been a good one, man.
All right.
Talk to you guys next time.